Come with me to the ancient city of Jerusalem, a city of kings, a city of stories, a city of festivals, a city of promise. And today the streets are crowded with people who've gathered for a very special harvest festival, and they're waiting. They're waiting for the sun to rise in the sky to announce a new day has begun so the party can begin. And today in the city, there's another group of people, Jesus' followers who are gathered together waiting. See, Jesus has made them a promise that once he goes back to the Father in heaven, he will send from heaven the Holy Spirit. And that when he comes, they're going to be clothed with this power from on high. And as they were there waiting this day, suddenly they hear this sound. It's like the roof has come off the house that they sat in, but it hasn't. But there's this sound of the blowing of a strong wind that fills the house where they're sitting. And then they saw something. Now, it must have looked like the roof itself was on fire, but it wasn't. God had sent this holy fire from heaven. And as they watched, this fire split itself up into different flames and came to rest on each one of them. And then they began to speak in other languages. In the streets outside were people from all over the world had come to Jerusalem for the day of Pentecost. And suddenly, as the fire of heaven fills them with the Holy Spirit, they're filled with this love for people. They've got to know about this Jesus. We've got to go out and tell them. As they're going around, this huge group of people from all over the world, people from different parts of the world, Egyptians, Asians, Libyans, Arabians, and more, can all hear them speaking in their own languages. God wants everyone to know of his love for them, and he'll speak in any language to do it. What's this? They asked each other. What on earth does this mean? But not everyone is open to miracles, and some people have to try and explain them away. Some people muttered, "This is just drunkenness. They've been at the wine far too early." At this, Peter leaps up. Peter, remember, who only weeks earlier couldn't even admit to knowing Jesus. Right when Jesus needed him the most, he denied three times even knowing him. But today, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter stands up and tells them all, "This isn't alcohol that has influenced this. How could it be? It was only 9 o'clock in the morning." And Peter reminded them of an old promise, a prophecy given to prophet Joel, that one day God would pour out his Spirit on all. He will give dreams and visions and prophecies to men, women, servants, children. There would be miracles, signs, wonders, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord would be saved. Peter reminded them about Jesus, about the miracles, the signs and wonders that Jesus had done in these very streets. "But you crucified this Jesus," Peter told them. "You had him killed there up on a cross. But God didn't abandon his son in the grave. He's raised him up to life again." And Peter takes them through their own scriptures, showing them again and again that this was God's plan all along. "Now this Jesus, seated at God's right hand, has poured out the promised Holy Spirit." People started to realize that Jesus was the promise, that he was the promised Messiah who'd risen from the dead just as God had promised and had now poured out the promised Holy Spirit. They were sad and worried at the same time. "Tell us," they said. "Tell us, what should we do?" Peter didn't miss a beat. Turn around, turn to God, and he can and will forgive you. "Come and be baptized, each and every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins. and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you. It's for your children. It's for as many as the Lord our God will call. Everyone who believed what Peter was saying got baptized. About 3,000 on one day. Something new had started. Jesus had brought together this strange and different group of people. The Spirit had lit the flame and was now uniting them. They threw their homes open to one another and ate together every day. They shared together with the original followers of Jesus and asked them questions to teach them about what Jesus was really like. They had communion together. God did amazing signs and wonders among them, just as he had promised. They prayed together and shared together, and the Church of Jesus had been born.
Story, isn't it? Incredible story. Did you notice, I don't know if you've ever read the story, but Luke, who's an historian, tells us there were at least 15 different nationalities that were there on the day of Pentecost, which means that somehow, as the disciples were sharing the good news of Jesus, there's only 11 of them at this point, the Holy Spirit takes their words and translates them into other languages. An incredible miracle. I don't know how you got on with doing the codes together this morning, but it takes a while to learn a new language, doesn't it? You've got to find the right letter, look up the right letter, and as you're going through, some of those might start to resonate. You might start to think, oh, yes, that's an E, or yes, that's an I. But taking time to learn a language takes a lot of time. And yet the Holy Spirit is able to do in a moment what it would take us so long to do. I meant to say, actually, whenever I watch a movie, I like to get a bit of popcorn. Who likes popcorn? Yeah. Oh, two people. Oh, three people like popcorn. It's something essential, isn't there? There's something wrong watching a film without popcorn. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen microwave popcorn, those tiny little hard, tasteless kernels that need heat, don't they, inside them. Need air inside them. You can get as close as you like, Eli. I'm going to wait a minute. And sometimes we can feel like that. Sometimes there might be something in our lives that feels hard and tasteless. Maybe there's something that we would love to change. Maybe as we listen to stories about people who were bold and talk to others about Jesus, we think, oh, I'd love to be that brave. I'd love to be that confident. I'd love to know what to say. Or maybe there are words that we use that we wish we didn't use. Things about ourselves we wish we could change. Well, today we're remembering the promise of the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells the disciples, doesn't he? Don't do anything. You've got a global mission in front of you. You're going to go and tell my story to all over the world. We're here today because they were faithful to what Jesus called them to do. And they must have thought, we can't do that. Most of these people had never left their own country, let alone put their footsteps in another country. So he says, just wait, though. Don't do anything until you've been clothed with power from the Holy Spirit. So this morning, if there's something in your life that you'd love to see change, welcome the power of the Holy Spirit today. If it would be helpful for somebody to pray with you, then please do grab one of the leaders here. We'd love to pray with you that the Holy Spirit would help you to change dramatically. Sometimes it's slow, sometimes it's fast, just inviting his power into your lives.